The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 2-1 overall and host BYU at noon Eastern time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Oh, thank you. Good to be here. Yeah, we can go right to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Biggers from todaysview.com.
Hey, Jim, just following up on Jordan and James's comments yesterday, Jordan Lewis is specifically, he's really confident. He said that he believes that the secondary can be the best in the nation. I guess, how do you view that confidence? What are your thoughts on that? Because I know you mentioned that you feel the secondary is coming together.
I do. I feel like our secondary is coming together. We're definitely getting our hands on more balls and creating turnovers, PBUs, defending the deep ball better, and I think they're playing very well as a unit, and I think it can get better and better, and it's going to need to because BYU is very proficient in the passing game, athletic. They test you with the deep ball and good at it. Quarterback who throws it well and tall, athletic. Receivers, et cetera. So we're going to have to be getting better and better in the secondary. But it's ascending. It's ascending group for our team.
If I could follow up, what do you think of Jordan's confidence specifically? Mm-hmm. Do you like that attitude? Do you like his upfront nature?
I really liked his play. This past weekend, he had 4 pass breakups, defended the deep ball well. Continuing to improve in the physical part of the game and tackling. So, he was our defensive player of the game this past week and also an ascending player.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Jim, speaking of ascending players, Ty Isaac, how's he been able to make strides to the point where, you know, you're playing him a bunch and he's able to break off big runs?
It was really encouraging this past week. He turned a sweep play into a long touchdown run that was not drawn up exactly how we wasn't run exactly how we drew it up, and yet he was able to make somebody miss, bounce off a tackle, create running room with an outstanding stiff arm, classic. And that was good to see because, you know, some of the areas where he needed improvement was yards after contact and creating space for himself as a runner and being more elusive. He's hungry. He wants to do well. It's important to him, and that was a good sign for our team.
Thanks so much.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Kilgore with the Washington Post.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Adam.
Good. I've got a little bit more of a broad question for you. You've had success both the college level and in the pros. And I wonder, what do you think is the main factor or factors that separate the coaches that have gone from college to the NFL and had success and those that have made that leap and have not had so much success?
Well, first, you phrased that question like that was some kind of individual accomplishment, and it by no means was. The times we've had success have been team efforts, where everybody does a little and it adds up to a lot. So right there probably is the answer to your question. I mean, it's always a team effort when it comes to football.
Right. So I guess what you're trying to say kind of comes down more to the players at the end of the day, and it might be trying to look at them the wrong way to say it's just a coach's style or not.
Yeah, I mean, your question is so broad that that's what I believe. It's a team effort.
Okay, well, thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Ari Wasserman from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Coach. In recruiting, when you're trying to assemble your roster and build your team, when it comes to philosophically approaching things, do you always try to go for the best player available, or do you maybe try to get guys who fit your system and your vision of what you want your offense and defense to look like?
Best player available, what context are you relating that to?
Meaning, do you always try to get the best guy with the most talent, or do you ever recruit specific guys that may be less talented because they fit your system better?
You're talking about a recruiting evaluation?
Yeah.
Specifically?
And just like how you build your roster philosophically.
Yeah, we're trying to, when you evaluate, you're evaluating good, better, best, as it relates to the, you know, in terms of them as a student, in terms of them as an athlete, in terms of the individual as a football player, and you know, people that can be, that show a high aptitude, that are highly motivated, that are willing to be trained at playing football and being a student. All those things would factor in, and mainly into player development. Youngsters that are highly motivated, and it's important to them to be successful. Good, better, best. The best of the best.
I guess what I'm getting at is, would you ever take a less talented player because he fits your system better, or do you always want to get the best player possible just from a physical standpoint?
I think I was pretty specific in the way I answered the question. That's what we're looking for. I mean, I don't know where you're going with your question, so it kind of leaves me at a disadvantage, but those are the things we're looking for in terms of recruiting and player development.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Coach, how impressive has BYU's quarterback been, given that, you know, came in replacing Andrew Hill, and just a couple months ago he was out, you know, in a mission out of the sport?
Been really impressive. Been in some situations that take some quarterbacks years before they're even in the situation that he's been in, and to have success in those situations is – it is. It's profound. You know, the job he's done, and in the situations that he's been in, and you know, very telling what kind of player he is.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you for your time.